Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. Herb Talk, the name of the show is Herb Talk Live. We're here to empower you, so welcome. We are going to be talking about some interesting things. We're going to be talking about the other immune system that you have that you may not have known about. Well, I don't know. It's coming out in the media lately. More and more people are hearing about this second immune system of theirs, and we're going to talk about that. And also we're going to talk about, I think, how long does it take to get well? A lot of people ask, in certain conditions, how long does it take me if I'm going to do it the natural way? How long is it going to take? And also we're going to, if we get time, we're going to talk about depression, because there's a lot of people out there seeking some natural ways to reverse their depression without all these drugs. So we got lots to talk about. We do have a quack report. And can you believe it? April is toast. It's gone. Tomorrow is the 1st of May. I cannot believe it. Where does the time go? But Just a heads up, just to remind you all that Dr. Carly's going to be here on the 21st of May. She's going to be joining us. And she also writes for the online HealthQuest, not HealthQuest, but American Survival newsletter, along with some other folks, and that goes out on Tuesdays. So if you haven't signed up for that, you can do so, and it's free. So you get lots of great information from experts and some discount coupons that you can apply to your online shopping at thepowerherbs.com. So you just go to thepowerherbs.com and click on newsletters, and you can sign up there. And before we do the quacker, I want to remind folks that if they are looking for backup currency, then I have just the person to contact, and that would be Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Yes, yes, and she also writes for the American Survival newsletter, so you can get lots of, you know, gold and silver market updates from her. But you can contact her toll-free and get started on your backup currency and your, you know, preserving your wealth. Her number is 800-375-4188. That's Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Her number is 800-375-4188. If you've been putting it off, I wouldn't recommend you do it too much longer. You know, get some backup currency. And while you're getting your backup currency, your backup food and water, don't forget your backup immune system products. That's your ace in the hole as well. All right, and without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. All righty, we are going to look at what's in the quacker tonight. We got lots of stuff in here. Hey, what's going on in Canada? You know, they have that socialized medicine over there, something that we're endeavoring to do here. Well, guess what? Working conditions at the Canadian hospitals, not all that great. No, no, no. According to a report on CBS News, there was an investigative survey on Canada's, well, they surveyed the RNs, the registered nurses at the hospitals there. 257 hospitals were surveyed. 4,500 RNs replied to the survey. And they ask various questions, you know, like, you know, how's your resources there? What's the quality of care? Number of staff and degree of cleanliness, you know, among other things. You know, the big important issues, right? Well, a shocking 24% of the RNs that expressed, you know, matter-of-fact responses, they said that they wouldn't recommend their hospital to their friends, family, or loved ones. Uh-oh. Well, roughly 60% of all the nurses who did respond to the survey, they indicated the hospitals simply don't have enough staff members, and it prevents them from doing their job safely and effectively. That's bad. It turns out that there's more than enough nurses to go around in the region of Canada, but there's not enough government funding to go around to pay them. Oh, boy. So those in Canada that need urgent care, you know, because there's long waits, they go to other countries like the United States. And when the United States doesn't have that kind of service, they have the Obamacare, just like Canada. You know, if this just further illustrates the failure of socialized health care. Right there. All right, what else? Oh, here's a study, World Health Organization, and they report 310 million people worldwide, they get type 2 diabetes, right? Well, according to a new European study, the mass availability of sugary soft drinks is one of the greatest single contributing factors, they say, to this diabetic epidemic. Sweetened soda, if you drink one soda a day, just one, the report says it raises your risk of diabetes by 22% compared to if you just drank one soda a month. Okay, so like, that high fructose corn syrup is the problem, apparently. In the 1970s, the high fructose corn syrup replaced cane sugar, right? And according to Dana Flavin, author of Metabolic Danger of High Fructose Corn Syrup, she says it is now the primary caloric sweetener that's added to over 40% of foods and beverages. So you see the problem. Oh, boy. Now, the high fructose corn syrup is derived from genetically modified corn. And it goes through a series of processes with uses enzymes produced by bacteria and fungus. Well, that sounds lovely. Now, the end product contains about 80%, you know, fructose, which is rapidly converted to fat by your liver. And according to a 1994 Harvard study, they said that bone fractures in teenage athletes, 14-year-old girls who drank soda, were five times more likely to suffer from a bone fracture from compared to the girls that didn't consume any soda. And also the Center for Scientific the Center for Science and Public Interest, they filed a petition with the FDA back in February of last year, 2011. They want to ban caramel coloring in soda because their studies found that the caramel coloring in soda contains two cancer-causing chemicals. Yeah, kind of hard to keep soda looking like soda under high pressure, you know, and all that stuff. And so they kind of mix this chemical with that chemical to achieve that. And all of a sudden, you got rats that don't survive a month on soda. All right, moving along in the Quack Report. Moving to baby formula. Anybody out there have a baby, or maybe you have kids expecting a baby? Similac, made by Abbott Laboratories, it's, you know, the artificial breast milk. You know, I'm saying it's, you know, it's baby formula. Apparently, there's this big to-do. Abbott's been selling Similac, which contains GMO corn and soy and other derivatives, which are shown to be health risk. 2012 publishing of the Giles-Eric Saralini study revealed that both GM corn and the chemicals commonly applied to those types of crops are dangerous, and they cause cancerous tumors in more than 70% of laboratory rats that are fed a diet of it. So other studies have also exposed similar outcomes. And many of the ingredients in the baby formula, the infant formula, especially the soy-based formulas, are derived from crops that have been genetically altered to internally produce its own pesticides to be resistant to bugs and herbicides and things. So basically, until the infant formula makers stop using GMO ingredients, our children are the biggest experiment ever. What will the next generation be like? Oh, boy. Last but not least in the Quack Report, what are the top three most dangerous pain medications? Well, you know, pain medications, fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. Did you know that? Overdosing? That's right. Millions of people take some sort of pain medication every day. So they don't realize how incredibly dangerous that can be. So let's talk about that. The risk of dying directly from a side effect from your pain medicine is higher than the chance of dying from an illegal narcotic, dying from diabetes or lung disease, or from an auto accident. Wow. Well, let's talk about, there's three different kinds of the opiate pain medications. That would be, you know, your prescription drugs like codeine, morphine, hydrocodone, Vicodin, oxycodone. Commonly, they're prescribed after your surgery or from a major accident where you have severe injuries and pain. The number of overdose deaths on this stuff is greater than the number of deaths from heroin and cocaine combined. 15,000 people die every year from opiate-based pain medications. Wow. Now, the number two one is the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you know, ibuprofen, Advil, Naprosyn, Aleve, Motrin. Researchers from Denmark showed that patients with a history of prior heart attack that took the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs had, in the short term, a greater risk of death from another heart attack while on it. So the non-steroidals cause about 16,000 deaths a year, which is higher than death by AIDS, by the way. And lastly, the COX-2 inhibitors. This is your Celebrex, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs known as your COX-2 inhibitors, are commonly used to treat several conditions related to pain and inflammation. Now, Celebrex is the only selective COX-2 inhibitor left on the market because of its close cousins were all pulled because, you know, they killed tens of thousands of people. So while studying this particular drug and its potential to be an anti-cancer drug, the National Cancer Institute discovered if you take 400 milligrams of Celebrex, you had a 250% greater risk of dying from a heart attack or stroke. Isn't that lovely? You know, if you want pain relievers, I'd go with the natural ones, Willebark and Meadowsweet. That's what I would do if I was you. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Hey, you know, I forgot to do a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform, always lifting them up in prayer. And while I'm hitting those knees, I'm lifting all of America up in prayer. We need righteous leadership. We need fearless, righteous men and women to stand their ground, right? Okay, you know, I came across this interesting posting just today. Do you know the difference? Do you know the difference between good and evil? It's kind of really easy to tell the difference between good and evil. Does the person empower you, liberate you, encourage you, help you, or does the person wish to control you, suppress you? Big difference, isn't it? One's liberty, one's not. Good and evil. How could it be simpler? Well, I pray for liberty for all Americans and for those people in office that are seeking to suppress liberty to be removed. That's what I pray for. I hope you'll join me in that prayer. And mind the time, it grows short. All right, we're going to talk about your other immune system. Did you know you had more than one? Hey, you've probably been hearing all the yogurt commercials. Haven't you seen them about how your digestive tract carries the majority of your immune system protection for the human body? I know it's a little bit of a hype thing, but scientists really haven't always understood why our bodies prefer good bacteria. But research has sprung into the forefront recently on how important the human gut is, you know, your bowel, your digestive system. You know, back in 2000, in my book, The Power Herbs, I wrote about the bowel as the body's most important organ. A lot of people didn't take that seriously. Some people were disappointed to hear that it was the bowel, but how could the intestines of the digestive tract be all that important? Well, probiotics, you know, which that term means pro-life, have become a household word in the U.S., and it's been added to, you know, product packaging. It's a selling feature. So where do we get this good bacteria, this good friendly flora? Are we born with it? Well, we first pick up a lot of the good flora, the good bacteria, in the birth canal. That's right. As babies, this bacteria will help us to develop an immune system and also to counter any of the bad foodborne bacteria that we come in contact with to make us sick. So it's really important to pass that on to our children. So this is a healthy flora, a good bacteria, helps our immune system to identify and kill potentially dangerous pathogens. So in other words, the good friendly bacteria, the good flora, help to train our immune system. That's right. So let's talk about some of the nutrients that the gut really needs. You know, the human body has a small and a large intestine, as you know. In males, the small intestine is about 22.6 feet in length. But in females, it is approximately 23.4 feet. We got a longer, small intestine. Now, in the large intestine, it's about the same for men and women. It's about 5 feet long. So we have about total, you know, small and large intestine, we have about 27 to 28 feet of this hollow organ we call intestines. So our immune system needs nutrients. And if your gut is not functioning well, you can miss out on absorbing a lot of nutrition that we need and our immune system needs. And if we don't get them, well, the immune system will suffer. Let's talk about some of the foods you might want to avoid to protect this second immune system of yours. So there are foods that dramatically affect your intestinal tract, can hinder the function of this very important organ. Your lifestyle contains, if it contains processed sugar and dairy products, you will eventually have a bowel that will be sluggish and even coated with a lot of mucus. Now, this would represent a sick bowel, actually. So the human bowel was made to digest mostly raw foods like your nuts, your seeds, your fruits and vegetables. And cooking foods changes the molecules and changes an organic food source to an inorganic one. So how you cook is also going to be important, as some studies have shown that microwave foods contain carcinogenic risk. And steaming and baking and broiling and roasting, those are going to be a much safer way to prepare animal foods, your meats, and your fish, rather than microwave. Let's talk about yogurt, because that's the number one thing you see lately with probiotics is the yogurt. I can't go a day if I flip on the TV, if God forbid I do, yogurt's everywhere. Consumers are going to rush their store to stock up on the latest fad yogurt so they can pump some good bacteria, some good probiotics into their digestive tract. They are really eating up, excuse the pun, the marketing on this. Now, yogurt can be made with probiotic bacteria, you know, Acidophilus is one, for instance. But, you know, the heat the yogurt endures during processing leaves the product with few, if any, live good bacteria. So the homogenizing process is hot enough to kill the good flora, the good bacteria, but not hot enough to kill and not long enough, not hot enough and long enough to kill the bad bacteria. So that is why, you know, smart folks are kind of skipping the yogurt. It's a mucus-producing food anyway, coats the whole system with mucus. They're skipping the yogurt, and guess what they're doing? They're opting for a probiotic supplement instead. You know, if you got to have one, I guess that's the way I'd go if I wasn't eating healthy. Well, let's talk about some antibiotics for a second, because the term antibiotic, as you know, means against life, and it destroys a lot of the good bacteria along with bad bacteria. Unfortunately, not all the bad bacteria gets killed off with the infection's agents. You know, when you take an antibiotic, so the infection develops a resistance, as you know. So with antibiotics, we get a digestive bacteria off balance, which can allow an overgrowth of yeast, which increases our risk of digestive diseases like irritable bowel syndrome, fatigue, chronic fatigue, and fibromyalgia, just to name a few. So, you know, you can make your own probiotics. Did you know that? Not hard. If you don't want to make them, you can buy them, and they're certainly a whole lot cheaper than the supplements. You can make your own pickle beets, for instance, kimchi, sauerkraut. These are all fermented types of foods that offer good, healthy floras or digestive bacterias that help the digestive tract. And it doesn't get your pH off. Okay, a lot of people think, oh, it's too acidic. No. It's not going to get your pH off. So the human body prefers the good flora from your vegetable foods rather than from a supplement, okay? So if you can work some of those foods into the diet, that would be actually preferred, cheaper and easier too. So, a lot of people think that the acid in pickled things is going to make their whole system too acidic. No. Actually, lots of foods like this have a alkaline reaction in the system or a balancing reaction, so that's a good thing. Now, if you're eating too much dairy and too much sugar, you're too alkaline already. Well, let's talk about immune system headquarters. Why all of a sudden is science telling us that 70% of our immune system is located in the digestive tract? Well, the bowel has some lymph tissue known as gut-associated lymphatic tissue, or GALT, G-A-L-T for short. Apparently, how the gut trains the immune system is that the good bacteria will interact with the lymphatic tissue, stimulating it, you know, encouraging it to connect with bad bacteria in order to manufacture antibodies. So science thinks, well, they think our bowel from birth to the age of 7 is in a constant immune system training mode. Interesting. Well, now, who's in control of your gut? Is it? Are you at the whim of, you know, the weather, for instance? No, you're in control. You are definitely in control of your gut, your bacteria, your health, your immune system. You definitely are in control. You have more power than you think. We have more control every time we eat or drink something. Anything we put into the body will affect, either enhance or destroy the good bacteria in the digestive tract. So live enzymes from organic foods will add health to the bowel and longevity to your well-being. So you don't need fad yogurt or probiotic pills to be healthy. You need a healthy lifestyle to be healthy. So part of the healthy lifestyle will include, you know, some system cleansing, some immune boosting from time to time. Because face it, we live in a toxic age, and just eating right and exercising isn't enough anymore. So remember, the American lifestyle is heavy on the meat and light on the vegetables and fruit. Flipping that scenario where we're heavy on the vegetables and the fruit and we're very light on the animal meat is going to help us balance digestive flora and keep the bowel healthy. So you can start encountering, if you start encountering any bad eating habits, you know, okay, you went out for the burger and fries, okay? Well, counter that with an organic apple, okay? You know, the fiber and the pectin in the apple is going to enhance the transit time in the digestive tract and will help reduce your risk of colon cancer. So eat an apple every day. Guess what? Over the course of a year, you will lose 10 pounds. That's right. Excellent. Well, let's tone up, because you can help tone up your bowel and improve your immunity with a simple bowel cleanse. So you can cleanse as often as once a quarter if you want. But if that's outside your health plans, you know, at least fit the cleansing in twice a year. So you will be amazed at how a bowel cleanse actually makes some of your other health problems just kind of melt away, really. For instance, a customer of mine in Chicago, he wrote in and he told me, after finishing the bowel cleanse program, I noticed my skin blemishes fading away and my energy level increased. He gave us permission to put that on our website. It's front and center on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com. So we get a lot of that coming in to Apothecary Herbs, and people give us permission. And I like that, because that encourages other people to try and to improve their health, to take back their health, to be empowered. You know, it's nothing like it. You know, remember what's between good and evil, something that wants to manage your disease until you croak, or, you know, gets the cause of your disease and liberates you from it. Hello? Good and evil, liberty, and control. Okay, so God's herbs are good. That's the moral here. And it's not going to take you too long tapping into the healing power of God's herbs to, you know, get over the hump and into a more vital and lively life. That's right. People just got to let go of all the brainwashing, you know, from the AMA and all that out there. So if you want to get started, you know who to call, folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can ask for their free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Their international number is 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Or you can go to their website and order there, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. By the way, the new pricing kicked in today. So, stuff went up by 10 cents. That's not bad. We'll be right back.
Stop me on the corner. Swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting. But who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it, cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say, oh, this is how it starts. Lightning strikes the heart. It goes off like a gun, brighter than the sun. Oh, we could be the stars, falling from the sky, shining how we want, brighter than the sun. Treat it.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or a risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. So glad you're with us. First part of the show, we talked about your other immune system. Hope you enjoyed that. And we're going to be talking about depression and how long does it take to get well. Got lots of stuff to talk about. But before I do, if you've been thinking about getting some backup currency, you know who to call. Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Her link, her banner, is on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. Very ethical lady in the business. I trust her and have done business with her, so that's why I'm recommending her. You can give her a call toll-free at 800-375-4188, Discount Gold and Silver, at 800-375-4188. And if you subscribe to the American Survival Newsletter, you will see Melody's article in today's issue that will be going out later today. And it goes out every week on Tuesday, so if you haven't signed up, it's a free online newsletter. You'll get market gold and silver updates. You'll get health articles from Dr. Rebecca Carley, from me, yours truly on herbs, and, of course, Ty Bollinger from Cancer Truth Chronicles. He took a little hiatus, but he'll be back in, I think it's next week's issue, so lots of great stuff in there, and it's all free. Now, if you just want the herb secrets, well, then sign up for the HealthQuest newsletter that I write for. That's also there. It's free. It goes out on Fridays, so you can check that out there on thepowerherbs.com website. But you know what? If that's not enough health information for you, well, then you can check out the SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com website. Their banner is also on our links page, and they have thousands of nutritional articles that answer a lot of questions on how to be healthier and to maintain a healthy lifestyle. So you can check them out at SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com and tell them I sent you. All righty. Let's talk about, let's see, I got choices here. Do you want to hear about how to beat depression the natural? Yeah, let's talk about that, because there's a lot of people that are having problems. They're really concerned about the times in which we live. So let's talk about some natural things regarding depression that'll make your life a little easier, maybe less toxic, okay? Let's seek a natural reversal, if you will, to the diagnosis of depression. How's that? Now, it's understandable that some folks, that are dealing with depression, they feel low, they feel gloomy. Melancholy was the turn of the century term. But we live in stressful times. So unless we take some steps to protect ourselves physically and mentally, we can wind up with a lot of anxiety, panic attacks, even some clinical depression. So the definition of mental depression is a condition marked by emotions of hopelessness, self-doubt, being lethargic, being sorrowful, despondent, discouraged, and desperate even. So depression affects all aspects of your health, your sleep, your mood, relationships, work, productivity, your problem solving, your cognitive thinking, all this is affected. So with all the medical tests and the clinical trials, you know what? Depression is still not fully understood. So depression can't be wished away, ignored, or covered up with drugs and alcohol. You know, antidepressants are still a disease management tool. It just suppresses symptoms. It doesn't get at the root, okay? So you can't fake it, you know? And the time's going to come where you're going to have to make a decision. You know, you don't want to have a breakdown, do you? No, of course you don't. Modern medicine is reporting that people are becoming depressed earlier in life, and more teenagers and young adults are depressed and even suicidal. So, and they're on a lot of those drugs, which I think contribute to that. More women than men tend to be depressed, according to statistics. And, of course, I think male teenage boys more likely to commit suicide than female teenagers. So it isn't good. Suicide's the third leading cause of death among our teens. This is bad. So people with depression have experienced maybe a traumatizing event or perceive that no one cares. That could be one of the denominating factors of cause of depression. So let's talk about some of these symptoms. In general, the symptoms of a classic depression, you have a loss of interest in activities that, you know, that once gave you a lot of joy. You know, maybe you had a hobby you liked, you know, knitting, ceramics, sculpting, and now all of a sudden you don't do that anymore. So if you have a disinterest, maybe in eating your favorite foods at your favorite restaurant, that's a sign. Also, sexual relations are in trouble, and you have a lack of interest maybe in your appearance, loss of appetite, or maybe even overeating and you've got weight gain. So other symptoms are social withdrawal, low energy or fatigue, sleep disturbances like insomnia or oversleeping, difficulty concentrating and making decisions, memory problems, restlessness and irritability. So a depressed individual also has a depressed immune system and can have frequent headaches, colds, infections, digestive problems. We just talked about your second immune system there. Chronic pain, which do not respond well to medical treatments. None of that does, because the root, the seed of the problem is in emotional upsetment, see? So depressed individuals usually do not respond to change well. If there's a significant change, like a workplace change, a demotion, for instance, or, you know, you've got two sections of a department consolidating, that's changed. People, they don't like that. There could be a relationship change or a divorce that can spur on depression. That can be quite devastating and have a devastating effect, not only emotionally, but financially. And also, then there's some people that, you know, get so depressed, so out of kilter, that they lose the ability to show emotional expression. Have you run into someone like that? It's almost like they got this blank look or flat look to their face. A blunted effect is the official term. So they have this weird look, a deadpan expression, if you will, almost like they're in a perpetual stupor. Or I had one person describe it as almost like a mannequin type face, you know, but without the smile. So now in public settings, people that are suffering with this blunted effect may exhibit a forced or even strained smile or grin. It's very odd looking on their face, though. So a person with this flat effect or blunted effect really needs help. Unfortunately, they're only going to get a chemical lobotomy from the mental health area, and it's not going to really address a lot of their emotional distress. May even compound it. So let's talk about some of the types of different depression. They have varying intensity. So a less severe form of depression is where a person isn't functioning 100%, doesn't really feel as good as they should. This is called a dysthymia. And if you don't get a handle on it, you could experience a more severe form of depression called manic depression or bipolar disorder. So individuals with major depression have difficulty handling stress or pressure. And those in high stress or pressure jobs with depression will, you know, take medical leave. Most likely they won't be able to return to the job. So if you have a family member or a friend that seems to have a cycle of highs, which is called mania, and lows, which is depression, manic depression, this is known as the manic depression bipolar type. So the mood change can be very gradual, or it can be quite dramatic and happen suddenly. One minute they could be upbeat and, you know, clicking their heels, leaping about like a leprechaun. The next moment they prefer to be alone in a dark room. Kind of weird. So when they are in the manic high phase, they can be very talkative. They cannot be able to sleep well. They have excessive energy. They even have racing thoughts. They may be promiscuous. And they may overreact to things and exhibit compulsive behavior as the mania affects their judgment and often creates social problems and embarrassment. You know, people like this may be up late watching, you know, the shopping network, and they may, you know, pick up the phone and order a bunch of widgets and gadgets they really don't need. So manic depressive types often find themselves making unwise business decisions or engaging in romantic sprees. So in recent years, the American Psychological Association had determined that there are two types of bipolar disorder, bipolar 1 and bipolar 2. They describe bipolar 1 as having a manic high and a depressive low. The bipolar 2, there is a fluctuation between the hypomanic, which is a less severe form of mania, and all their depressive moods. So guess what? Psychosis can manifest in bipolar 1 during the most severe mood states and in the depressive state of bipolar 2. So if these conditions are left unchecked, it can lead to an even worse condition called psychotic state. So unfortunately, you know, all they have is drugs to kind of, you know, put these people in a chemical lobotomy is what they do in modern medicine. So let's talk about the psychotic state. In this mental state, the individual may experience auditory hallucinations. The voices they hear are often unknown voices which criticize their life and can often enrage them in nonsensical conversations. Delusions are also part of the mix, and they can vary in each person. Some delusions are benign, like a friend maybe in a financial trouble, or they could be severe, such as someone seeks to kill them. So individuals with psychosis are put on drugs which, you know, offer side effects, and the person really doesn't like the side effects and are often on a high noncompliance for taking the medication. They just don't like the side effects, so they quit taking it. So there can be psychotic episodes similar to the American Airlines flight attendant. You remember that? She wasn't taking her drugs. And she just kind of went wacko. So now I'm not saying, you know, the flight attendant was psychotic, but she admitted that she didn't have her medication. And in 2011, Medicaid paid $47 million towards antipsychotic and anti-anxiety drugs, and $18 million worth went for drugs going to children and adolescents. So there's a problem in America where we're on all this stuff just to keep a grip, just to be able to function. And is it real functioning? So where do you begin? Well, the prescription mask will not work at getting at the cause of the problem. Perhaps a different approach is what is needed. So my herbal professor had a clinic, and he often said that the problem depressed people have is that they have a backlog of toxins in their system. He described this as the colon is a cork in a bottle, and if you don't cleanse it, the wastes from your head to your lowlands can't get out of you. And many diseases come from a bad colon function, he said. He shared a case of a 67-year-old male who suffered from chronic depression for about 18 months. Although he didn't use the term flat or blunted effect, I believe his patient was just sort of a psychotic state because he described him as emotionally dead. He was a retired public school teacher and a counselor and a very intelligent person. So he was diagnosed with clinical depression, and he was taking three different mind-altering drugs, Prozac, Valium, and benzodiazepine. So now this was supposedly to keep him sane. So, but he didn't want to see any doctors or naturopaths, but his family insisted on seeing this herbalist. So the herb professor said that he had the worst smelling breath, and he couldn't stand it. He gave him some herbal mouthwash drops to put in his mouth. He said his colon was so congested with fecal matter that his plumbing was like a backed up toilet. Oof. Instead of cleaning out the pipes, the colon, most people just plug in air fresheners instead or spray some Febreze about the room. Americans would buy less deodorant, toothpaste, mouthwash, cologne, perfume if they just did their organ cleansing. So what happened to the school teacher? Do you know what happened? Well, his family took the herbs home that the herbalist recommended and made their family member do the colon cleansing. They had to stand over him and just about force the guy. They made him, after that, they made him do the liver cleanse, and they did some juicing for live enzyme nutrition. They had him go get a massage, you know, to stimulate nerve endings, you know, and, you know, the whole nine yards to, you know, balanced, healthy living and cleansing there. But according to his family, they hit the colon cleansing pretty hard. They kept cleansing this guy's colon. Well, no doubt, the guy stunk, you know. Now, the guy was practically living in the bathroom according to his family members. The guy had 10 bowel movements a day. I'm not exaggerating. No, no. Because if he couldn't sit through, the reason I know this is because he couldn't sit through his psychotherapy appointment. He was going to the bathroom every few minutes. So 6 weeks go by, and he goes back to see the herbalist. And guess what? He's off his Valium. He's off his Prozac. He's off all the drugs. And he wasn't depressed. The teacher's family helped him beat depression with toxin removal, organ cleansing, and some nutrition. Cleanse and nourish. Cleanse and nourish. That whole approach is ancient, but it works. So they didn't even break the seal on the use on the herbs to help him with depression and mood. There are some herbs that will help you with that. So they didn't need it. They got at the cause of this guy's problem. See. So the family and the herbalist did a 6 weeks. They did in 6 weeks what the doctors couldn't do in a year and a half. And you can too. You know, you're more powerful than you think. So the teacher wanted to keep going with the natural therapies. And he actually went through all the cleanses again and again. And he said he never wanted to be out of the bowel cleanser because he never wanted to be depressed again. Okay. So he had a healthy expression on his face, a positive attitude. He went home with more bowel cleansing, and he came out of retirement. That's right. This is the perfect example of what you can accomplish by cleansing the bowel and keeping it clean. And so many people walk around thinking that the bowel movement once or twice a week is normal, when in fact, it's not. So I often say that the bowel is the body's most important organ because when the bowel is sick, all disease starts there. Okay? Can't cleanse away waste. That's the last stop for all those toxins, see? Well, you know, there's some herbs that you can use. Absolutely. There's St. John's wort. There's valerian root. There's all kinds of neat little herbs that you can use and get off the tetracyclic pharmaceutical drugs. The British Medical Journal reported a 55% success rate for treating depression with St. John's wort. And in 1999, a study at the University of Hawaii, the School of Medicine there, confirmed what the German studies were saying about St. John's wort, 71% success rate without any side effects. Okay? So you can get off those drugs. Also, you know, your herbs for depression work for that SAD disorder, the seasonal affective disorder. You know, when you get, you know, into the fall and winter solstice and you have less sunlight, people are affected by that. So you can use the herbs for that too. Plus, you know, go to your hardware store, get those full spectrum light bulbs, put them in your house. They simulate sunlight and it just lifts your mood. It's awesome. And valerian root, you know, it contains some wonderful nutritional compounds. One of them is valproate, and it has a little bit of a sedative property, but it's not going to, you know, be like a narcotic where you're kind of zombied out and you can't drive a car. It just takes the edge off the central nervous system. But it's not going to work like Valium or Halcyon. It's not going to do that to you. You could take some tips from folks that have used some natural therapies to reverse some depression out there. Good nutrition, cleanse and nourish the body, and you got most things whooped. Now, if you're looking for some valerian root, you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. They also have a nice little formula called emotional stress formula. You can look at that one too. It has a little bit more of a nutritional element to it. So you've got choices. You've got tools. You've got instruction. I'm your biggest cheerleader. Get out there and get it done. That's what I say. All right, we got a few minutes. We're going to move to our last topic. How long does it take to get well if you're trying to use some natural approaches to healing rather than the allopathic healthcare medicine? Well, basically, the rule of thumb, folks, is, you know, if you're going to use some natural approaches, it's not going to be just one thing. not going to be like, you know, one silver bullet. You're going to use a layering of good stuff. That's what I've noticed over the last 25 years being an herbalist. It's not just one thing. You know, like this guy, he did the cleansing. He obviously got some massage. He probably after the cleansing did finally do the other herbs eventually to lift mood occasionally here and there. And, you know, change the lifestyle, change the diet. So there's more than one thing that goes on there. And the rule of thumb is, you want to give your natural approach 3 to 4 months to start showing signs of improvement. So don't get discouraged. It took you a while to get sick. Doesn't mean you're going to get well zippity-doo-dah overnight. So you want to give it some time. The body will respond if you're on the right track. It'll give you signals. Sometimes it'll be, you know, pretty quickly from some folks. Others, it may take a little while. But you don't want to wait. Please don't wait until you're on 3, 4, 8 prescription drugs, an oxygen tank, wearing, you know, Depends diapers. You know, it's so weak you couldn't go through a surgery if you had to have one. Don't wait till you're there. You know, you do get to the point of no return, folks. And it would take a miracle from God to fix it. So, you know, fix it while you still have the power to, is what I'm saying. Don't leave it till the last minute. you know, Benjamin Franklin said there are 3 things extremely hard: steel, a diamond, and to know oneself. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, see the forest through the trees, to say, yeah, you know, I really have to buckle down and lose 10, 15, 20 pounds. You know, I don't want to have a problem down the road. And, you know, Robert Louis Stevenson said this: don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant. So when you take these steps to improving your health, you are planting seeds for more vitality, longevity of life. Okay. So don't just say, you know, I've done this and I've done that and not seeing anything. Well, it takes a while for seeds to germinate. Don't give up. Just wait for it. You know, of course, you want to use common sense, you know, and you don't want to put yourself in harm's way. Let me give you one story. There was a guy with he had a really high cholesterol level. It was 996. His triglycerides were off the chart. He had a 4310 triglyceride reading initially. But, you know, he sought out a natural healer. He wanted to fix this. Fix it. He didn't want to, he didn't want symptom suppression. He wanted to fix this. Even though he fudged a little bit on his lifestyle and what he was doing, he did manage to drop his cholesterol 100 points. But he and his family complained that the gains were not big enough, not coming fast enough. People tend to forget that. In most cases, it took them years for the symptoms of the disease to become evident, to become so loud that you couldn't ignore them. So this guy wasn't born with blood so thick with fat that it was the consistency of pudding. He took years to develop that. So don't give up. This guy was able to get his blood back down. Fat's back down, you can too. Hey, I'm out of time, folks, but I'll be back on Thursday. Hope you'll be here with me. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. That's what I tell you. And that's, well, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And until next time, I wish you all to be well.